Welcome back to Healing Trauma. I'm Lynn Fraser. Today we're looking into kindness and compassion, unconditional love and acceptance. Let's start with an inquiry. Settle back and relax and listen to these words. I'm interested in myself. I really want to get to know myself. I want to know who I am. Notice your response. What does that feel like in your body when you say that to yourself? I'm fascinated. I really want to get to know myself on all of these deep levels. Does that feel true? Are you resisting that? Does it feel like there's something wrong with that? Have you ever heard these words? Don't be too full of yourself. Who do you think you are? We should be getting our sense of value from other people, but oftentimes we get messages like that. I don't want you getting too big of a head. Some of these messages might be in other people's voices, but one of the things about being an adult is that as we get to know ourselves, we can stand up and say, this is what I believe. This is who I am, and I like myself. I respect myself. And we don't have to be perfect to like ourselves, to be interested in knowing ourselves. I like who I am becoming. Come back to your body and your breath. This is a mindfulness practice. We're dropping in some words, some sentences, and we're looking at our response. I like who I am becoming. I'm someone who's worth getting to know. Notice your body, notice your responses to that. Do you feel comfortable, uncomfortable? What's your experience? I want to get to know who I am, and I want to live in accordance with who I am. And as you're watching, you're staying in tune with your body and the energy in your body. It's possible I don't have to defend myself against knowing who I am. It's safe for me to know who I am. Or if that doesn't feel 100% true for you right now, I believe that it could be true. I'm not perfect. I'm not 100% healed. I'm not always fun and happy and pleasant and grateful and all of those wonderful things. And I am a good human being. I'm good enough right now, just as I am. I'm worth getting to know. And then let your eyes open. You can always pause the recording or come back to this later. It's really interesting to see our responses to this over time. I'm worth getting to know. There's so much joy and beauty in a human life, and there's so much hardship. Compassion comes more naturally when we acknowledge what our situation is. It can be difficult to open into compassion in a culture where there's so much pressure. There's so many ideas about how we should be able to cope with this and that. There's not a lot of room for humanity. That's something we could make room for in our own mind and hearts. The wonderful complexity of our being human and the difficulty of that. We live in these mammal bodies, have these primitive brains. We gather up evidence through our lives about what's safe and what's not. We have a negativity bias, and we have a whole system set up to keep our body alive. On top of that, we all live with and around and are affected by people who are not healthy emotionally, who are not very mature and not very self-regulated. Right now, for a few minutes, we're choosing to take a time out from the difficulty of the world, to be present with ourselves, and to practice kindness and compassion. Often compassion is felt through the heart center. If you were to bring your attention into your heart center right now, notice what's here. Notice without putting pressure on yourself. We all feel pretty wonderful when we have an open heart and compassion, and none of us really enjoy it as much when we have that shut down feeling, when we can't really access our heart. But whatever is right now going on in your heart center, it's not going to be opened up by judging yourself. If it's not so open right now, this is where acceptance comes in. Tune into your whole body from head to toes. Notice if your body's pretty relaxed or if there are tight spots. Relax your forehead and eyebrows. soften around your eyes. If you're clenching your teeth, soften your jaw. Relax your throat and the sides and the back of your neck, down through your shoulders, the large muscles of your upper back. It's common to have our shoulders up around our ears, but it actually doesn't help anything. As we remember and acknowledge that sometimes we have that defensive hardening through the back of our upper body, let your breathing become more easy. When you breathe in and the muscle fibers in your stomach lengthen, there's nothing resisting them. Let them really soften. As you breathe out, the stomach settles back towards the spine. Everything softens. Focus on the smooth, even rhythm of the breath. And if you're holding your breath or your breath feels kind of tight or jerky, that's because there's fear or anxiety behind it. You could acknowledge that and have compassion and hold yourself with some kindness. Your life to date has been such that you've developed a pattern of holding your breath, or you have tightness through your body, not ease. Now, when you're doing a practice like this and the breath becomes smoother, especially if you're not shaming yourself for your breathing patterns, maybe you could have some kindness. We never set out to become kind of a wreck. We never set out to have a tight body or dysregulated breath, catastrophic thinking, or any of the trauma responses that causes suffering. We could really trust that we want the best for ourselves and that we're doing the best we can given our circumstances. Feel into that for a moment. I really want the best for myself. I know what's best for me is an attitude of openness, softness, not judging, not shaming. Kindness and compassion are what's best, and I'm really willing and really wanting the best for myself. Focus on your breath and let your whole body stay really grounded. Your conscious mind might get involved and point out all the times you've done something that wasn't in your best interest. Right now, we're not really interested in the conscious mind. We're kind of settling into the heart, to the deep knowing. We're nurturing our willingness to be kind and compassionate with ourselves. And as you cultivate whatever softness and kindness is here, whatever willingness there is to be compassionate and kind with yourself, let everything else move to the background. For a moment, visualize using all of your senses, the felt sense in your body, images. What would your life be like if you were consistently kind and compassionate with yourself? Feel it in your body to start. Your body would be relaxed and you'd have lots of energy. Your breath would be healthy and smooth, getting lots of oxygen into your brain and all the systems of your body. Your mind would be calmer, clearer. If any kind of shaming or judging came in, you'd notice right away, because that's not the norm anymore. You would challenge those thoughts, knowing they're not true and they're not helpful. You're really present with yourself, grounded in your body. Notice your body language. Without all of the tension and tightness in our body, we would move differently. Your health would be better. What would people see on your face if you were to sit down for a visit with them? What would they see on your face? This person who's kind and compassionate with themselves. What would your relationships be like? If you're isolated right now and there's a lot of anxiety around meeting new people or going out and connecting with people, there would be more room in your life if people weren't such a threat. There would be more kindness and compassion for other people as well that would just naturally grow out of this in your heart. If you're having any kind of resistance to this exercise, notice if you could have compassion for yourself that you're feeling resistance. We're not performing monkeys. We get to have whatever experience we have. And then could we be soft with ourselves about it? Rest your attention into your heart center. Let go of any resistance at all, just for a moment. Notice what it feels like in your heart center. If there was 100% kindness and compassion, you could be present with yourself. Allow yourself to feel that. With any mindfulness inquiry, there's no right or wrong way, there's no specific answer. We're tuning in, we're seeing what it is that's happening in our system, our body, our breath, the thoughts in our mind. We acknowledge that whatever's going on, it's being formed by our experience. If you have tension in your body or unhealthy thinking patterns or anything that's less than ideal, it's because that formed in response to fear or threat or harm of some kind. And now our practice could be to hold ourselves with kindness, see the truth, stop blaming and shaming, and hold open that possibility that you could be kind, you could be compassionate with yourself. That is the foundation of healing. Tomorrow we're going to look at how all of this works in relationships, the relationship with ourself and also with other people, friends, family, partners. Before we go, let's take a moment to do a compassion practice for ourselves and for someone we love. Bring to mind something that you give yourself a hard time about, something that you feel you should be doing differently or you should have done differently. It might be a big regret. I'll use an example like, I wish I wasn't so socially isolated and anxious. But you could use your own example. Work with whatever's coming up for you. Imagine that you're sitting down with a friend and they're explaining the situation that they have, and it's the very same as your situation. They really see how much it's costing them to be so isolated. They understand the mechanism of it and how it grew through their childhood, how they didn't have a feeling of connection, maybe those neural networks for connection in the brain didn't really have a chance to develop. They really want to be more socially connected, and yet they're too afraid. They've been hurt so many times. Their nervous system is in such a state of hypervigilance that even when they're invited to go to a party, they have a hard time going. They describe how they drive by, they park, but they can't make themselves get out of the car. Or they go up the steps and into the house, and they can't make themselves talk to another person. They feel so uncomfortable that they make an excuse and leave. Notice what that feels like in your body as you're listening to them. You know the experience. It's very similar to yours. What would you say to that person? Would you be kind? Would you try to comfort them? Give them some hope that it could get better? And what would you say to yourself if you were in that position? Get out of the car. Stop being so stupid. This is ridiculous. Would you say that to them? The kindness that you may have felt for them, is that available for you? Could you be supportive in the same way to yourself? This is one practice that can help us to see really clearly how hard we are on ourselves at times, how hard-hearted we can be. Put your hand on your heart for a moment. Bring to mind the face of your friend. Feel that compassion in your heart. And then allow yourself to feel that for yourself as well. If you want, you could go back and forth between the image of your friend and yourself. You could say those things to yourself. You could imagine that you're saying those supportive phrases to yourself, replacing the critical voice with the supportive one. And feel into that. What if it happened to a friend? Could you be kind and compassionate with them? And can you apply that to yourself as well? And stay with it as long as you like and come back to it as often as you like. Whenever you feel kind of hard-hearted, bring it vividly to mind. How would you feel if this happened to someone you love?